listen while you list. BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show whose tracking is always uploaded. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Sales tax is a fact of e-commerce life for eBay sellers and merchants everywhere, in fact. It's also an ongoing challenge. Here now, with everything you need to know about sales tax right now is Jennifer Dunn. She's the chief of content for TaxJar. Jennifer, when do eBay sellers need to collect sales tax from buyers?
Well, hey, Griff. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure.
That is the great question, and it's really the million-dollar question. I talk to sellers, some who think you need to collect sales tax from every single buyer who ever buys from your store. But then I talk to other sellers who say, hey, I sell on the Internet. I don't have to worry about sales tax. So we hear the gamut. But in the U.S., the way sales tax works is that you only need to collect sales tax from buyers in states where you have sales tax nexus. And I won't go on about that, but nexus is just a fancy way of saying a presence or connection to a state. So 45 states that have a sales tax. And then you as an eBay seller, if you have nexus in one of those states or two or three of those states, then that's where you're required to collect sales tax. And just real quick, nexus is established by you living there or having an office there, having an employee there, storing inventory there, and things like that, just connections to the state.
What about if you, this is a personal question. Hello, Jennifer. What about if you just use an outside contractor from a certain state, supplies you with some service or something?
Great question. So that depends. States, actually, their laws will go into this, and each state is different, so don't take this without a grain of salt. Excuse me. But sometimes, like if you hire a contractor to design a logo, well, they're not working in your business, so they wouldn't create nexus. But if you hire a contractor to, answer phones for you or do customer service or you pack boxes and things like that, that are actually working in your business and the retail aspect of your business, that often creates nexus.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It does. So collecting the right amount of sales tax can be complicated. So how can sellers be sure they're collecting the right rates in their states?
Oh, that's a great question. So some states, they're nice and simple. They have one sales tax rate across the board. Like, wouldn't that be nice in Connecticut, for example? Anywhere you go as a buyer, you would just pay 6.35% of sales tax. But most states, most people, if you make a purchase in one city, you pay 5% sales tax. Then maybe you drive to the capital of your state, and then you pay maybe 8 or 9% sales tax. So every state, every area in a state can be slightly different. eBay, unfortunately, we love eBay, but sometimes it doesn't make it super easy to collect more than one rate. So we did provide some guidance for eBay sellers. We have a little page on TaxJar that's just called TaxJar eBay Sales Tax Rates, and we will help you determine which rate to charge and how to charge the right amount of sales tax on eBay so your customers are not going to be mad at you and you're going to please the tax man.
Oh, okay. So why are we talking about sales tax right now?
Yeah.
Can't we get a break until March or April?
Please.
Sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. So with income tax, which is like sales tax's nicer brother, income tax, you only have to worry about the big filing once a year. But unfortunately, when it comes to sales tax, some sellers have to pay and file once a month. Some have to file and pay once a quarter. And a few sellers, not that many, only have to pay and file once a year. But what that means is that once a year time to file is now. It's in January. So basically every online seller is going to have a sales tax due date here in January. So it is really on people's minds right now. Everybody's got to gear up to file and pay sales tax in January.
So what's going on in the wider world of sales tax right now, Jennifer? Are there any new laws or court cases or any of that stuff?
Yes, indeed. There's a big one. So remember, I was just talking about this whole concept of nexus and how as a seller in the U.S., you're only required to collect sales tax from buyers in states where you have a nexus. Well, there is a case that has worked its way all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. It comes out of South Dakota. And South Dakota, if they have their way, they would overturn that whole idea of nexus. And what that would mean for sellers and just everybody from a small mom and pop seller who maybe does this as a hobby to, giant companies, that states are no longer be limited in which sellers are required to collect sales tax. So states can say, you know what, you don't live in my state, you don't have a nexus in my state, but I don't care. Now you have to collect sales tax from buyers in my state. You have to file a sales tax return with my state Department of Revenue. It would just be, it would be pretty disastrous for a lot of online sellers. So that's why at TaxStar, we join eBay Main Street in definitely opposing this idea. The Supreme Court, right now, they're deciding what cases they're going to hear over the summer. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll know if the Supreme Court is actually going to hear this case and potentially overturn that idea of nexus. So we expect to blog on the TaxStar blog about that and just definitely get that out there as widely as possible. So, yeah, look out for that in the next couple of weeks.
Mm, that's scary.
It is.
Darn you, South Dakota. Stop rocking the
boat. I know. You know, South Dakota, they're a little state, and they're like, hey, we're not getting much money. So, yeah, they're definitely rocking the boat.
In the and I'm not a judicial expert or a SCOTUS guru, but I do believe that the precedent of rulings over the years has been for maintaining the precedent of nexus when it comes to sales tax. So probably not going to change, I would say.
What a mess for our lives if that were to happen.
There's one more thing to have to deal with, right?
Exactly. And just it's as e-commerce grows, actually, so it's almost like e-commerce sellers are becoming victims of our own success. We're growing and everything's becoming great. And then states are saying, hey, we're not collecting sales tax from you guys. We want to change that. Who knows what's going to happen?
So, Jennifer, you work for a company called TaxJar, and they provide valuable service to merchants, especially eBay sellers. We get questions about this all the time on the air. I'm always loath to make recommendations except based on my own personal experience. But TaxJar can assist with sales tax and taxes in general for eBay sellers. Can you talk a little bit about the product and how a busy or high-volume eBay seller can use TaxJar to simplify their sales tax life?
Well, sure. Like right now is a perfect time to check out TaxJar. Basically, if you find yourself spending way too much time filing sales tax returns, or you're just not a numbers person and you just don't want to deal with sales tax, then I suggest trying a 30-day free trial with TaxJar. You can sign up. There's no credit card required. Then what you'll do is just connect your eBay account. And if you sell on some other shopping carts or marketplaces, just connect all of those accounts to TaxJar. And what we'll do is we'll slice and dice that info. It takes anywhere from 5 to about 30 minutes, depending on your volume. And then we'll show you a return-ready sales tax report. It's every number that you need to put on your sales tax return. All you have to do then is log into your state and file your sales tax return using that info. And this has become super popular beyond really my wildest imagining. We can auto-file your sales tax for you. What that means is basically you literally enroll once and auto-file with TaxJar, and then we file your sales tax returns forever until you tell us to stop. And people just really love that because sales tax is a hassle. It's numbers and nitpicky, and it's not profitable. You better not be making money on sales tax. It's not a really good idea. States are going to take exception to that. So, yeah, I definitely invite you to try a trial at TaxStar.com, totally free for 30 days, and just check it out and see if we can help you get over that administrative hassle of sales tax.
So you've got a 30-day free trial, mm-hmm. and is it your entire package?
Yes. Yeah, you can take the whole thing for a spin. You can't auto-file. I guess I should say that. I'm not on your free trial. You do need to be a subscriber to auto-file your sales tax return. But other than that, yes, you can go ahead and check out everything. Connect your accounts and then just click on whatever state you need to file a sales tax return in, and we will show you exactly what to put on that sales tax report. It's pretty cool, if I say so myself.
So you obviously love your product.
Yes, I really
I'm glad.
It's sales tax, so it's not going to be sexy or exciting, but at least it's cool.
So where are you located?
I'm in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, because your guy was here in San Diego.
He was. Yeah, our CEO was in San Diego. He has moved back home to Boston, though. So we no longer have a presence down your way anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's too bad.
I know. I have to come see you guys next time, though. Maybe eBay Radio Party.
Well, they don't call it the eBay Radio Party anymore. Oh, they call it.
You know, I've been around a long time.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you still remember. They now call it eBay Open 2018.
Ooh. And anytime.
We hope you're going to be there with us. It's going to be the end of July, I believe. Griff, is the 25th, 26th, 27th it's, sound about right?
It's around that time.
And, yeah, we don't know what hotel yet. We'll be announcing that as soon as we can, but hope to have the good people from Tax Jar there with us.
Well, awesome. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. We love everybody that we've met from eBay. We love all our eBay customers, and so that sounds great.
Well, Jennifer, I hope you can come back from time to time and keep us up to date on what's going on. What is that state that wants to change everything?
That would be South Dakota.
South Dakota.
SD. South Dakota.
S-A.
Okay.
Oh, naughty South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, naughty.
Yeah, we got to watch South Dakota. So when is this coming up for a yay or a nay?
They're going to decide if they hear it in the next couple of weeks, Friday, either this coming Friday or the next Friday. And then if they do decide, hey, we'll hear the case, then over the summer they will hear arguments and decide everyone's fate. So it's pretty exciting.
So, Jennifer, tell us where sellers can go to learn more about your Tax Jar program.
We'll go to Tax Jar. It's just the words taxandjar.com. And if you're not ready for Tax Jar yet, maybe you're brand new and just have questions about sales tax, I recommend joining our Facebook group. It's salestaxcommunity.com. And go there, ask any questions that you have. We have friendly experts there to help you.
Salestaxcommunity.com on Facebook. And if you want to find them online, it's taxjar.com. Jennifer, we want to thank you so very much for being with us. This is a situation that we kind of, as sellers, we put it in the back of our mind and we say, oh, well, I hope that all the big shots take care of it for us, you know? So they're looking to people like you and the state of South Dakota to do the right thing by...
Oh, my God. Yeah, please don't put me in a box with the state of South Dakota.
No, I'm not. Jennifer,
thank you.
Which is
not to disparage the wonderful state of South Dakota.
Oh, no, it's a great state.
Yes.
They just need a little money.
A little lost right now.
This segment was brought to you by Reply Manager, inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, the year of return. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, marketplace research is crucial to your success. And for the world's most successful e-commerce sellers, Terapeak is their go-to solution. With Terapeak, you'll know which products are jumping off the shelves, how to price your items and get them bound, even what your competition is doing and how you measure up. Terapeak can help you find new opportunities and increase your profits. And Terapeak can get you up and running fast. They've created training videos to help you get the most out of your marketplace research. And you can learn to use Terapeak's most powerful features and workflows in less than 1 minute. Just the facts, no frills. Whether you're a brand new, novice, or expert seller, Terapeak's marketplace research can quickly help you compete in today's e-commerce world. Try Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6Bit software. 6Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6BitSoftware.com. That's 6BitSoftware.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.